Cal State Fullerton economic forecast reports high likelihood of recession. Inflation is expected to remain high for the next few years as the United States heads towards a recession, according to the latest economic forecast by California State University, Fullerton. Wood Center for Economic Analysis and Forecasting Director Anil Puri and co-director Mira Farka presented the school's annual forecast October 27 at a presentation co-hosted by the Orange County Business Council held at the Disneyland Hotel in Anaheim. Farka and Puri said the country was barreling towards a recession. "It is getting harder and harder to see how we avoid a recession within the next 12 months or so," Farka said. They said inflation, which came in at 8.2% in September, is expected to remain at a high level for at least a couple of years. "High inflation affects everybody because their purchasing power has gone down," said Puri, a Cal State Fullerton professor of economics and provost emeritus. "Contrary to the popular view, we think inflation is going to last for a while. It's not going to come down very easily or very quickly." They also forecasted the federal interest rate, set by the Federal Reserve System, to reach about 5%, which could drop median home prices in Southern California by 10 to 15%. The U.S. economy is wallowing in contradictory data, according to the report. The country grew by 5.9% last year. But growth, measured by gross domestic product, fell the first half of this year. Real GDP, which has been adjusted for inflation, increased in the third quarter from July to September, increasing 2.6% after decreasing 0.6% from April to June, according to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. Despite the slowdown, the labor market has remained strong. The United States added 3.8 million jobs in the first 9 months of 2022. However, consumer confidence has sunk, according to the report. Consumer sentiment reached an all-time low in August, despite plenty of jobs and job openings, according to a University of Michigan survey. Business sentiment has also taken a turn for the worse, according to the forecast. The Institute for Supply Management Manufacturing Survey is flirting with recession territory even as industrial production is growing at a hefty 3.7 annual pace, Farka and Puri reported. The stock market also fell by 23%, having the worst half year since 1970. Inflation remains widespread. "Inflation has remained stubbornly high, pervasive, and widespread," the two professors reported. Over the summer, a wild hope took hold that perhaps sky-high inflation was behind us as gas prices fell for nearly 100 days, dragging down headline figures from 9.1 in June to 8.3 in August, Farka and Puri said. Those hopes were dashed, however, as energy and food prices continued to escalate in September, reaching 6.7%, an increase of 0.4% from August. Other countries are facing increasing economic worries of their own, according to the forecast. Europe is in the midst of an energy crisis that is expected to intensify this winter, caused by the Ukraine war. Russia has repeatedly threatened to stop exporting gas to European countries, while gas prices have skyrocketed. In China, the economy is also beset with problems as the country clings to its so-called zero-COVID policy. Growth in China is expected to come in at only 2.7% this year, a calamitous amount and far below the 5.5% anticipated growth rate, the authors reported. China's tech industry is caught up in regulatory controls that are crimping the $4 trillion sector and consumer spending is dismal. New home prices fell by 29% in July and housing dropped 45%, according to the report. In addition, the U.S. Federal Reserve has hiked interest rates faster this year than at any other time in the past four decades. The Fed is also doling out more pain by selling about $47 billion in U.S. Treasury securities every month, they reported. Despite the Fed's attempt to fend off inflation, Farka said she expected it to hang around for a while. "Part of the reason is because we do expect inflation to be a lot stickier than people are expecting," Farka said. "So, the Fed will have a tougher time fighting inflation. Some recent data appears to signal a taming of inflation, according to the forecast. Gas prices have cooled, supply chain logjams are slowly resolving, GDP growth has slowed without cratering, and the labor market is cooling off without massive layoffs, they said. Recession on the horizon. Farka and Puri said they hoped for a favorable outcome from the economy, but presented two scenarios for an upcoming recession. They forecast either a short recession when inflation is brought down, but with high unemployment and financial instability, and a second scenario with a milder recession that lasts longer with slower growth and higher inflation. Our baseline scenario calls for a recession next year, which, though not as severe as the Great Recession, will be marred by significant stagflationary dynamics, they said in the report. Orange County. The road ahead in Orange County and Southern California could be treacherous, according to the forecast. Our reluctant conclusion of a national recession with stagflation dynamics over the near term has unhappy implications for California and the Southern California region as well, according to the report. Unemployment rates in Orange County reached a low of 2.4% this year, but crept up to 3% in August. Housing prices are at a turning point after rising dramatically over the past year, and Puri said he expected a major correction. Now we are in a situation where affordability is very, very low, Puri said. I'm afraid that we are at a turning point. The forecast predicts median home prices in Southern California to fall by 10 to 15% over the next 2 years. Job growth is also expected to cool and turn negative in the second half of 2023, with the trend continuing into 2024, according to the report. Also by that time, unemployment is expected to reach 4.7% in Orange County, up from 4.5% in September, and 6.7% in Los Angeles County, up from 4.5% last month, continuing to increase in 2024, according to the report.